You're not going to understand the truth. You're not going to believe unless the Father wills. And yet, isn't it amazing? Look at verse 28. And here's the constant paradox, apparent paradox. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What an amazing thing. People always ask me, how do you resolve that? I don't resolve that. I have no idea how to resolve that. The offer to come is made universally. The power to come is limited to those whom the Father raises. Listen, you're not going to find a text, not any of those texts, in which Jesus defends the ability of sinners. You're not going to find those texts anywhere where He defends the freedom of their wills. Jesus is no Arminian. All those Scriptures that I went through, and many, many more, place all the work of salvation on God's side. All the will is on His side. All the power is on His side. To further answer the question, can sinners will and are they able, I want to turn to an even deeper look at what it means to be the living dead. Let me break it down. What does the Bible say about the human heart? Let's go back to Genesis 6. We'll do a couple of verses in the Old Testament just to show you the universal reality of this. In Genesis 6, verse 5. Now, you're looking at the whole human race here since the fall. The Lord, verse 5, let's just talk about the heart of man. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Every only continually. And the Lord was sorry He made man on the earth. It was grieved in His heart. The biblical diagnosis of the human heart is that it's evil, more evil, and nothing but evil. And that's it. Jeremiah 17:9, Jeremiah says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Psalm 143:2 says, no man living is righteous. And Proverbs 20